for 24.5 on the board. And let's keep in mind, Bowden and company, just from past experience, just a few years ago, almost went in the Big House and beat Michigan. I don't think they're going to be overly intimidated in this one. And give me the Zips plus the points.
Another trap spot, not because there are high expectations, but because the quarterback situation is unsettled and it's a new coach. UCLA trying to cover 17 against Cincy in the opener.
Yeah, I would lean with UCLA right now at the 16.5. I'm just not, you look at the talent level that Cincinnati has, I think it's going to take a couple more years for Fickell to get his recruiting classes in there. I think, Kelly would want to get off to a good start there. He has traditionally kept the foot on the gas pedal when it comes to games. Not one of my favorite plays of the week, but anything under 17, I'd lean with the Bruins, minus the points.
And I'll give you one to look into. And obviously, I went to school there. Rutgers, I know it's weird. They're no good. But in a trap spot, laying 17 against Texas State. I don't know anything about Texas State, but I do know the Rutgers side will be starting a true freshman quarterback, and they've got their own little credit card dealio where they kick two guys off the team, and there's about seven more who are going to be suspended. So that'll be an interesting spot.
Yeah, and the money's come in on Texas State in this one. This one was 18.5. It's crossed, not through a key number 17, but definitely a secondary number there. The problem is, if you're ranking 1 through 130 in the country, I don't know anyone that has Texas State's probably like number 127.
Sure.
So big
upset playing competitively against 113.
Yes. Oh, geez. No, Rutgers is top 100. I'll put Rutgers maybe like 92nd, 93rd.
I had him like 39. All right. Well, that's why I'm a square, right?
Nah, RJ doesn't give me enough credit. You're not always in the square chair.
All right, Brad, we'll talk to you on Friday and Saturday, okay? Thanks.
All right, sounds good.
There you go, Brad Powers. Guy tweets out his picks. If he has losing tickets, you see him. He's on the up and up. Brad Powers, or at Brad Powers 7 on Twitter. Big 5 is on the way. We'll get into more of the PGA scoreboard. And Adam Hill is cracking me up right now because he's a lifelong Browns fan since... like 3 months ago.
I'm cheering against the offense right
he's
now.
He's glued to the TV, and we got it. I knew this was going to happen. This is your team, and the number one pick is on the field, and you are absolutely rooting against him. What is wrong? Well, we know what's wrong with you.
Hit up Cofield & Company on Facebook, like ESPN Las Vegas.
You can't buy a best friend. You can love them, walk them, pet them, and care for them, whether they want you to or not. You can take a picture or 50. You can fly to the moon, travel the world, or just stay in bed. You can't buy a best friend like that, but you can adopt one. There are millions of pets waiting for a best friend just like you. Help us save them all at bestfriends.org.
ESPN Radio 1100 and 100.9 FM is KWWN Las Vegas, K265EZ.
My grades were bad. I would get D's and C's.
I appeared to be doing good at my school life, but if you would see me at home, it would have been a completely different story.
It was just rough focusing on school when your mother is somebody you have to take care of.
It got worse and worse and worse throughout the years.
There are students who need somebody.
They can trust someone, and it could be the first person they've ever trusted in their life.
Communities and Schools is lowering America's dropout rate by helping more than 1.3 million kids every year get whatever they need to succeed in school.
If something was going on at home, we would go just stop by Miss Liberty's office and talk to her.
Communities and Schools vouched for me when everyone else had lost hope.
You can help change the picture of education right here in your community and across the nation. Visit communitiesandschools.org.
I hear people say we can't save every kid, but I think that we can.
It's Cofield and Company with Steve Cofield.
Oh yeah, give me your booze. I am nourished by your hatred.
Adam Hill.
With the things I've done in my life,
oh, I know I'm gonna burn in hell. So I sure as ain't afraid to burn here on earth.
On ESPN Las Vegas.
Oh my goodness. That's the most badass thing I've ever heard.
Here we go, 5 o'clock hour. Adam is freaking giddy right now. You are, I don't even know how to describe you as a Browns fan. So my guy John Dorsey takes Baker Mayfield one. I'm not thrilled with it, but you know what? You got him now. You don't want to root for him to be El Stinko, and you're smiling ear to ear because he's just been kind of so-so. Why are you rooting against Baker Mayfield? Well, we know.
I'm not really a Browns fan. I'm a Tyrod Taylor fan.
I think you're a Brown. I think you're going to fall in love with this team through hard knocks.
I am so far. Everyone but Baker Mayfield. I will be all in on the Browns as long as Tyrod remains a starter, and they're, you know, that's all I care about. I don't care if they win or lose, but if he's starting, I know they'll win.
We're going to have a bigger discussion on Baker Mayfield once we see the game, and we're going to talk about what we saw in Hard Knocks. Gooch, who is a Browns lover, I said to him yesterday, and I thought he was going to punch me in the face. I was like, yeah, I didn't like what I saw from Baker Mayfield in episode one of Hard Knocks. And I said, it's a reality show, so we're only seeing certain things. He's like, I didn't see any of that. I'm like, here we go.
Shocker.
No, I
think he's arrogant. I hated the exchange with him and Hugh Jackson. And I guess you know what? I don't understand it. If you want to say, hey, even Baker Mayfield, guy who's just in the league, knows that Hugh Jackson is a lame duck coach and he's disrespecting him, you just don't do that. I thought he was disrespectful at times.
Yeah, I had a conversation between four people yesterday, and two said that they thought he came across really well and was cool. And
really?
The other two thought they hated him and thought he was arrogant.
I didn't say I hated him.
Well, but I'm saying this is the two people.
Oh, two more people.
That. Yeah, two different people.
Really? So you talked to more people than just me. Yeah. Five people total.
Yeah.
Wow. Impressive.
My numbers are creeping up.
Yes. Your legion of friends and followers is growing.
Yeah.
Battleborn Injury Lawyers presents the Big Five at Five. Number five.
Well, this is a weird one. I've never had this happen before. I've only been jilted or ripped off by my bank on multiple occasions. Some dude named Tommy Fleetwood. Yeah, not that one. Another one?
Thomas Fleetwood.
Oh, really? Yeah. So Thomas got the British Open. What are they do direct deposit?
Apparently, yes. They wire transfer.
That's a nice hookup. Like, all of a sudden, your account has $154,000 and change?
$154,480.
Wow.
Transferred into the bank account of Thomas Fleetwood of Florida.
I mean, you cash out at that point, right? Don't you pull all the money out and write to the Virgin Islands or something?
I would have withdrawn my entire account and started a new bank account.
Just drain the whole thing?
I'm going to Argentina.
I don't know what the...
Iceland, here I come.
You're not really stealing it.
It's my money.
It's in your account.
It was transferred to your account.
I never look at my bank account. I wouldn't know.
That's a great point, actually.
One day I would just be like, wow, I've really been doing a good job saving money lately.
Did you hear what he just said?
That's a great point.
No.
Actually,
I never look at my bank account.
Never.
Is that you?
Yep. I don't look at mine. I would have no clue. I mean, you know, there are times where, like, I'm like running out of like gift cards and stuff like that.
Wait, what?
Where you know, I get gift cards as presents for food and for coffee and stuff. And when I'm, you know, running low on those, then I get a little. I'll check maybe once a month. But other than that, I just know not to really spend money.
So there's a good chance you don't catch errors.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, I hope they don't make any.
I don't get it. God, you're laid back. Even your money, you don't pay attention to?
How often do you look at yours?
I told you, didn't I bring it to the air? I think I told you off the air. I told you I have a missing 401k, right?
Yeah.
Where did it go?
I don't know. I don't care.
And I don't care. I put money. Invested money for retirement.
Yeah.
And I just can't find it now.
Well, yep. I haven't looked. At some point, like, you know, the RJ has been sold a couple of times. We've had different owners. And at some point, they changed 401k companies. The old one closed down, I suppose.
Yeah.
A new one started. I have a new one. The old one, I have no idea where it is.
So you're just hoping this is like hidden treasure when you're 72.
It's been about 3 years. And about a month ago, somebody called from the old company and they were like, hey, what do you want us to do with this money? We have a 401k that's yours. What should we do? And I was like, I don't really care. I assume give it to me. And they're like, okay, we'll start the paperwork.
Nothing since?
No, I haven't heard back.
It hasn't shown up?
No.
And you're just like, ah, whatever.
And no following.
Could be $80,000, could be $200,000.
I know how much it is.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. It's about a Tommy Fleetwood check.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
What?
Bro.
You're an idiot. You know what? Now, now I'm demanding two things.
Eventually I'll get it.
Now I'm demanding two things. I want that free porterhouse you got. I'm still pissed about that. It's frozen. Give it to me. And I want half that money.
No,
you don't even care enough to, I'll invest it. I'll buy something cool.
I'm not allowed to touch the money anyway.
Till when?
Till you retire. Why do you care? Why do you care how much
money? Do you have a will?
Yeah.
Am I in it?
No. But why do I care?
What is this?
Why do I care how much
money
it is?
Give me the 401k and the will.
If I can't have the money, why do I care how much is in it?
Give me the 401k and the will. I'll take care of it for you.
We can talk to
you. You can trust me. We're friends.
And make that happen very quickly.
We're going to have to work on this one.
At some point, somebody will get the money will be mine. At some point, when I'm allowed to have it, I can have it.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about it now.
Is that right? Is Marshawn your, is that your role model for?
Yeah.
Financial advice?
Yeah.
Wow. Good for you. Well, congrats. I don't ever want, you know what? I will never, ever listen to a money complaint from you again.
I'm not allowed to have the money.
It's coming.
No, but I'm still not allowed
you're
to
like
have it.
You're like a rich kid with a trust.
I'm still not allowed to have it.
Of course, it's all your money that you put in there that you earned and
but I'm
now
not
it's
allowed,
grown.
But I'm not allowed to
I get
have
it.
The money.
So I get it.
Matter?
But from a like a scammy standpoint, you still want to be tracking it. You never know.
Sure.
Especially, do I say this, Chrissy?
Yes.
Do members of your family know? Keep it quiet.
Yeah,
keep it quiet. I will not tweet
don't,
at.
Don't
I won't tweet at a
either.
Certain person on Twitter.
But kill me.
That's the problem. But I you know what? Now I feel bad that we got that out of you. I think you're in trouble.
I'm a target.
Number four.
You could be catfish for the money now.
It's true.
Now that we put this out publicly. You love the show Catfish.
Well, I
got
I've
devastating news today on Catfish. One, I thought, what's his name? Neve?
Neve.
I thought he was gone. I thought he got Hardwicked. I thought it was some kind of sexual harassment.
I thought there was a claim, but I think he survived.
He got cleared of it. And now Max, he's leaving the show?
Max has had one foot out the door for a long time, though. He's missed a lot of shows because he's been producing and directing movies. So he's missed.
Like, how old are you?
Old enough.
How old are you?
In my 30s.
Yeah. He's 39. You see how quick that came out? He's like, Max has been, he's had one foot out the door for a while. Just all matter of fact.
That is so impressive.
He loves the show so much.
Because I'll watch an episode here or there. I know the two people that are, you know, Neve and Max. But you just put me to shame. You are like the perfect 25-year-old girl.
I'm telling you right now.
I mean, in terms of your taste.
Thank you.
He totally is. I'm telling you right now, that 401k, I'm going to work on getting that from you. And I will guarantee you, Max, with those little cameras and all the video he's got, he's going to do something to take down Neve. Like, he's got some hidden video. Why did he film it on the stupid little cameras? It had to be for some purpose. What was it?
They use those shots in the show sometimes.
Not that many.
He's a filmmaker. He wants to have different shots at different angles. That's what he's doing.
He's got dirt. He's got dirt.
I don't think so.
There's going to be like a behind-the-scenes series that's going to make even more money for Max.
They're very good friends.
Why is he leaving?
I believe because he's got like a bunch of movies.
Can
on
you
the
just
horizon.
Say the real reason he's leaving?
First of all, why is Chrissy insinuating something about them? That's not true.
I don't know their relationship. If they're friends or if they were SOs, I have no idea.
I believe Max is the best friend of, or is the brother of Neve's best friend. I think is how the
okay. So they're good. So they're
yeah.
But I really want you to get to the reason. With Max, that he's leaving. It's the show is for 16-year-olds. He's like 60. He looks like Bobby Kremins.
First of all, he went prematurely gray. I don't think he's
as
old as you think. But also, no, he's got a lot of movies. That's why he had to miss so many shows lately.
What movies?
He's always on sets.
Are you working with like Tom Cruise or something? Who's he working with?
He's making movies.
What? Why would you leave the Catfish guy to go make? This is
he
the top
of
the mountain.
Show.
All right.
It needs to be Neve and Company. Because
Max
only does like half the shows.
Did you see I think he was joking, right? The TMZ report today that said...
No, this would be a phenomenal addition to the
show. Who could be the addition to the show Catfish?
Cardi B. Neve and Cardi B would be amazing.
I mean, it takes it next level.
Yeah. It's great. Like, she would not put up with a lot of the nonsense of some of the people that are on there.
Can you imagine?
It'd be great.
Would it be great? I think the fact that Max... That's my worry here, is that Max and Neve are so understanding with these people.
Jabronis?
Nah, I won't call them freaks or creeps.
I want Neve and Max and Cardi B, though.
Cardi B, huh?
Yeah, it'd be good.
She's growing on me, by the way.
Yeah.
She is. She made an appearance on Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee.
I told you that was great.
That was funny with Galifianakis.
Yeah.
She was pretty solid, and she was pregnant at the time. Yeoman's work.
Yes, she was.
Yes, Yeoman's effort. Yes.
You're a big Cardi B fan now, after you learned her lyrics.
Mm. Ooh, would you like to sing us a verse?
He did on the show.
All right, another... I did, yeah. Let's not do it again.
Oh.
I
think I don't remember it.
Can everyone tell a story about being scammed right now? Not necessarily catfished, but being scammed.
Oh, the guy in the car at the outside the Dunkin' Donuts.
You're the top of the heap for getting scammed.
Yeah, all the
time. And it's almost always by homeless people.
Yeah, it's happened.
So what was that one?
I had gotten in an accident. Somebody had hit me, and the front of the car was kind of messed up.
That's right.
And a guy cornered, like
the Chevy S10,
cut my car off, wouldn't let me out, and then he ripped the front off my car.
Said he was gonna fix it, Chrissy.
Was like,
ripped off the bumper.
Gotta fix it.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
And then he's like,
fine.
He fixes it, and then what'd you pay him?
He wanted $200.
Yep. I mean, you had the, what was it, like the charcuterie dish that you bought for a homeless person out of a Starbucks?
Oh, yeah. After I told him I didn't have any cash, but I do have my Starbucks card on my app.
So you got him like salami and cheese, and he just kept piling on items. You've had many homeless people demand like additions to the order, like, hey, where's the drink? Here's a sub. Hey, where's the drink, bro?
We bought a lady two subs. And then chips, and then she's like, I need soda.
Okay. It's ridiculous. Chrissy, you got one?
Well,
if you don't want to tell it on the air.
I do have a soft spot.
Have you been scammed?
Yes.
Chrissy's been catfished.
Let's not do catfish.
I haven't been catfished or catfished anybody because I don't think I have that skill set. But this gentleman was asking for money in Connecticut when I was living there, and he was really tired. He's an older man. And so I said I didn't have any money. He said he was trying to get to the bus station because his son.
The story's
was
so sad. And I'm like, Chrissy gets scammed all the time. The way she's telling the story.
And so I was like,
she's way too nice.
I can bring you to the bus station.
Oh, no.
So I got him. He gets in the car. I didn't know where the bus station was. So,
Chrissy, what are you doing?
My phone. I got reprimanded, like yelled at by Dibble because of this. I brought him. All to the bus station, and he said that it was his intention when he got in the car to take money from me, but my kindness changed his mind.
Really?
I was like,
oh my god, okay, I escaped.
You need to ride back, and then he was like, no, you're okay. God bless. And I was like, God bless? How do you just end a cryptic thing with God bless? So I haven't picked anybody up since then.
Wow.
But that could be a scam.
God, we're going on too many tangents. I had a short ride the other night. It was like midnight, just up the road and back. And there was a lady walking with a baby carriage at like midnight. And I actually thought, I was like, you know, it'd be nice if someone gave her a ride. But I'm like, you can't do that now.
Yeah.
And I thought it both ways. And I'm like, if I pull over, like, I'm going to get arrested. And I'm like, I just was thinking of doing something nice. You can't do that now.
Me with a lady crying the other day.
Can't do it.
I know.
Can't do it.
It's true.
So I got scammed in a sports book within like 2 weeks of moving here. Some guy, I forget what the line was, but he was like, oh, I got a bet, you know, loan me 20 and we'll split it. And then he just disappeared. Right. So that's a low level scam story.
Yeah.
This one's more like a catfish scam story.
Yeah.
I was actually, I met a lady from out of town.
Oh,
right. We went at it for a while. She would come to town every once in a while. I actually met her one time in San Diego and she was split from her husband. People are going to laugh at this conclusion,
okay. Right?
So this is going on. She lives in the Midwest. This is going on for like, I don't know, 6 months. And then all of a sudden she stops calling, right? And I was like, wow, that kind of just sucks. She just disappeared. And then it took me like, I'm stupid. So it took me like 6 months to a year. And I'm like, I think she may have just been carrying on with me on the side.
Oh my God.
Like, I don't know if I was being catfished or scammed, but I was like, eh, I kind of like this person, but I never processed, like, hey, I could actually be a boy toy. I think I was the other man, and I didn't know.
Yeah, you think?
Is that a bad scam? Kind of. I mean, it worked out.
It's the greatest thing that's ever happened.
I mean, actually,
but I did feel a bit scammed.
It's the dream.
I was like, I don't know. At least I can make the conscious decision to be the other guy.
Yeah, it's not like you did it of your own will, volition.
Yeah, I think she went back to the husband, and I can't find her. Well, anyway,
maybe she made herself scarce.
It took you 6 months to a year to be like,
You know what, Chrissy? Shut up.
Yeah.
Number two.
Yeah! The Worst TV on Show is back this weekend.
Worst TV on
and
Show.
And we love it! Come on, it's terrible.
You said the worst TV on show.
Did I say that? Worst show on TV. I thought you said it incorrectly. Worst show on TV is back. This weekend, we love it.
I didn't know it was back this weekend. I knew it was coming back very soon.
Yep.
I'm excited, though.
Okay, let's move on. Nah, I'm kidding. You got to tell people what it is.
It's definitely Ballers, right?
It's Ballers, yes. 10 o'clock, season 4 premieres. The worst acting, some of the worst storylines. I'll take that back. Actually, the storylines are hackish, but they're fun. It's a fun show. You think The Rock's the worst actor on the show?
The acting is terrible. The writing is terrible. It's awful. Yeah. It's one of my favorite shows.
I mean, Glazer is no Daniel Day-Lewis compared to freaking The Rock. Is that a good reference?
Yeah, I understood that whole reference, though.
Like, Denzel's kid is pretty good.
He is good.
I mean, so
wasn't
it's not
Eddie George
the worst.
I thought he was pretty
we
good.
We raved about Eddie. Eddie George made one appearance, and we're like, you're better than The Rock, and he's making, like, $28 million a movie.
Anybody looks good on that show because the rest of it is so bad. So I don't know if Eddie George was good or just everybody else
in
on the
comparison?
Show was bad.
Okay.
I mean, we know RJ was awful.
No, he wasn't. He was very good. And he had the good hair, as we mentioned. I don't know how the Hollywood hair is awesome.
He's still hanging out with Travis Scott?
No.
Okay.
Travis Scott blew up a little bit since our buddy RJ Bell appeared with him. And I'm not sure that he's on speed dial with Denzel's kid.
Okay. Or The Rock?
Shaky.
Friends with Turtle, though.
Possibly. All right, top two stories.
Number two.
Is this proof of sports gaming breaking through, as we predicted for so many years? DraftKings has a sports book. They're in New Jersey. Remember how aggressive DraftKings and FanDuel were with their fantasy advertising, like to the point where it just got out of control. I don't know how they're going to approach it this time, but they're going to advertise. They are going to advertise. Brick and mortar places, the sports books that don't advertise, DraftKings and FanDuel are going to freaking advertise. They've got Charles Barkley as a pitch person. We'll play these. There's nothing brilliant about it, but it is Barkley. Mainstream sports gaming advertising in New Jersey.
Looks like you've got a bad case of single game fixation.
What's that, Dr. DraftKings?
It's where you're too focused on just one game. Don't worry. The cure is DraftKings' new sportsbook app. You can bet on the games you want anytime you want. And if you download now, DraftKings will match your first bet instantly up to $200.
Thanks, Dr. DraftKings. I can use some extra cash.
Like you really need it.
Download now.
That's it. All right. Okay, good deal. By the way, I watched the commercial 10 times today. Just like the issue I had with that lady years ago, not realizing what was happening, I just realized that Dr. DraftKings is just DraftKings into a doctor.
I got that on the first try.
Yeah, I just got it.
Dr. DraftKings. Yeah. Okay. Genius.
Good for you.
What's going on, Mark Seidel? You want in on the Big Five?
Come on in.
By the way, I told the story about my write-up of Marvin Menzies and missing one word. I ran it across Adam, and Adam's like, it was a mistake. I apologize.
Mistakes happen.
It happens. It happens.
I'm just sitting here because this one's taking off.
Right. Chrissy's got to go over to Board and Bro. We got to hurry up with this Big Five. All right. You know what? Don't play the second commercial. I do want you to mention another wrinkle in all of this.
This
is how I'm going to set this up. When Major League Baseball and the NBA and the NFL and the NHL and other sports are asking for an integrity fee, which is a cut of the money, right? That is nonsense. It's not an integrity fee. You want a cut of the profits. That is a problem from a perception standpoint. You can't be involved in the game and taking action. Here's the other thing. There are going to be so many revenue areas that are going to explode from sports gaming connected to your sports. Like?
Like Buffalo Wild Wings looking to add sports betting to their establishments, which is inevitable, but also brilliant to be trying to get into the market first.
They're and not they them- will have partnerships with the NBA, with ESPN. Like, the money is going to flow from, I can't even say how many other sort, you know, 8-10 different areas, and maybe we can't even imagine where it's going to come from. Like, you're going to make your money. You don't need a cut and to take, really, they're taking tax revenue away from states.
Alcohol sales down significantly the last couple of years at Buffalo Wild Wings, ooh, mostly because millennials would rather order in than go out to a sports bar.
God, millennials.
I know you'd like that. That's why I threw that in.
Jerks.
So they are looking for new revenue streams, and it makes complete sense that they're the largest, you know, sports bar franchise in America. There's a ton of locations. It could be kind of run out of one book or one restaurant that can run it all over the country. It makes tons of sense for all kinds of reasons. I just wouldn't trust it because they do have that button where they can force overtime, and they might be fixing games.
Dude, that's the whole reason you'd have this story ready to go.
Yeah,
it's good though. Yeah. That's a good line. Yeah, what about the integrity of that?
They're not going to be.
Now Buffalo Wild Wings is going to change the games. I mean, you got to get in good with the bartender. If he's willy-nilly, just stops games, extends them.
They're not going to be able to use that button anymore, I don't think.
You think they're taking the buttons out?
Yeah, I think
is that part of the integrity fee?
Yeah.
All the leagues are going to go in and do an investigation?
Yeah.
No button here. We're good.
You can't make the ref fall down, so overtime gets forced.
Number one.
Don't they turn on the sprinklers elsewhere?
At one point, yeah.
Okay.
That's right. Out, too.
Not to get serious, but we do have to bring this up. What did you think of Aaron Rodgers and his interview with Mike Silver, who most people know is the pot-smoking hippie who covers the Raiders? I'm kidding. One person who hated him in the Raiders organization said that like 20 years ago, and it's always stuck with me. Pot-smoking hippie over there, Mike Silver. So Rodgers talked to Mike Silver about the protest. We'll call them, for reference purposes, anthem protest. Which is a little misleading.
I think it's completely misleading. I think we have to eliminate that from the lexicon.
So I feel like I'm going to go down the LeBron James path, right? And the LeBron James path today was my guy Clay Travis saying, hey, you know what, LeBron opened this school, but come on. It's like you or I, you know, donating hundreds of dollars in a given year. The guy's filthy rich. Who cares? $2 million. And he's not even paying for the whole school. He lied. This is a cool thing that Aaron Rodgers said, but I've got a butt afterwards. So I'll read it to you first.
Well, so do I.
Yeah. I don't know how many times we can say as a player, as a group, how much we love and support, appreciate the troops and the opportunities this country allows as Aaron Rodgers, Packers quarterback, a white. But this is about equality and something bigger than ourselves and bringing people together and love and connectedness and equality and social justice and putting a light on people who deserve to have the attention for their causes and their difficult situations that they're in. You know, people have their opinion. You shouldn't do it during the anthem. You shouldn't do it during this. It's fine. But let's not take away from what the real issue is. And Rodgers further pointed out that the message has gotten skewed over time. He also said, hey, there's hypocrisy. At times, I guess everyone in the stadium stands and does the same exact thing, but you have people in the concession, people in the bathroom, you got cameramen on their knee watching. You can't have it one way or the other.
A lot of great points. And bravo to Aaron Rodgers for saying
this. Why do we both have to have a butt with this?
Well, a couple of them. First of all, you know, my ongoing one, that he also, there is other groups that would like him to be a part of them that he refuses to be and kind of bailed
that's
out
fine,
of them.
That's his decision.
But at the same time, this is also a year late. Like, this would have been great to say last year, to kind of start getting out in front of this stuff.
Yeah, I also think there's one gesture beyond these words that matter.
Actually take a knee?
Just take the knee.
Yep.
Just bend the knee.
100% agree. It says way more.
Just do it.
Yeah, because the word
you feel strongly about it.
Yeah, people
and,
love.
People will explode, and believe me, there was already a bunch of hashtags stick to sports going at Aaron Rodgers. Oh, thinks he's famous. He can talk about anything he wants. Well, you're not famous, and you're commenting on this. What do you do for a living?
Yeah, you're not sticking to sports. Stick to plumbing.
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers, we don't want your opinion. Just throw touchdowns.
Yeah.
All right.
Stick to your job.
But you see how much more meaningful. Listen, this is a step, so it's good. But clearly the gesture is what draws attention to this whole thing and drives people freaking nuts and opens up a bigger discussion. But it's a step. You know what? Maybe there'll be more folks around the NFL who will say, hey, I think this is important, so I'm going to do
it. Hopefully. But I just don't trust that there will be.
Yeah, it's hard to step out of line.
It shouldn't be.
It is.
Not for him, it shouldn't be. It's hard if you're potentially could get cut, if you're one of the last guys on the roster that you can't make the statement that you want to because you're scared of your job. It's not hard for him.
There's some risk.
Not really.
There's some. But certainly not as much as others. I mean, there are guys who are out of the NFL right now. I mean, Eric Reed is really not going to play. That has really not been covered. We're talking about he's at least an upper half of the league safety.
Yeah.
He's not going to play?
Yeah. And that's the kind of guys that Aaron Rodgers
essentially
needs to do
this Eric
for.
Reed equals Ray Rice.
Join the conversation on Twitter at ESPN Las Vegas.
Pub 365 is home to 365 beers and a delicious menu of modern pub fare. Our Best of Las Vegas award-winning beer selection features everything from local brews to rare specialty beers. Pub 365. 365 beers, extraordinary food.
We're here with Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center. Chuck, can you tell us who the typical customer at Dollar Loan Center is?
You know that 40% of the population has a credit score of less than 550 or doesn't even have a checking account? And 25% of the population uses some type of short-term lender? What's my point? Try going to a bank and borrowing $800 for a couple weeks. They have no idea how to help you. And like it or not, that's the exact banking transaction that most people really need.
And Dollar Loan Center can fill that void, right?
We process hundreds of loans every day, and we love to say yes. We approve over 75% of our applicants and can send you out the door with cash in less than 30 minutes. In our world, that's what real people are looking for.
Absolutely. Thanks, Chuck. Get up to $5,000 in just minutes at Dollar Loan Center. We have over 50 locations, and our friendly Dollar Loan Center staff are ready to help. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
When something goes wrong with your air conditioning, you only have three options, and doing nothing isn't one of them. So one, you can mess with the problem yourself. Good luck with that. Two, you can call some inexperienced smaller AC shop you know nothing about. Or three, you can call the guys you've known for a long time. Yes Air Conditioning. They're run by a bunch of slightly obsessive neat freaks who will do the job so well you may never see them again. When AC problems arise, the Yes Man can. Call Yes Air Conditioning, 888-4937, or go online to theyesmancan.com. License 71246.
See what can happen at Chapman?
Jeeps are hot, and Chapman is the hottest place to get one. No one sells more Jeeps in Nevada than Chapman. No one. Why? Because we refuse to be undersold by anyone. You want the lowest price anywhere? Chapman guarantees you get it here. That means discounts up to 30% off for savings as high as $20,000 on new Jeeps, Dodges, Chryslers, and Rams. We're also offering 0% interest for 72 months. That's free money for 6 years. And don't worry about past credit bumps. Chapman's For the People credit approval process will find a way to finance you. Don't miss the summer clearance event all this week. Visit LasVegasChapman.com for more information.
OEC on select models guarantee offer valid on any bona fide signed contract. We reserve rights to purchase the vehicle. The same price offers may not be the money.
Come and see what can happen at Chapman.
Bernice was in deep trouble with the IRS.
I owed $25,000 to the IRS. How am I ever going to work this out?
She called Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm.
They always took the time to make sure that I understood everything 100%. It was like the easiest thing to do.
A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, Optima has resolved over $500 million for their clients. Bernice was very happy.
No more being afraid to go to the mail. No more being afraid to answer the phone. No further collection, no liens, no levies. Now I don't have to worry at all.
The bottom line for Bernice?
I'm now debt-free. What more proof do you need that Optima Tax Relief actually works?
For tax help you can trust, call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation.
Optima Tax Relief actually delivers what they say they'll deliver. They went above and beyond.
Call 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Sign up today for a new William Hill Mobile Sports account and you can earn up to a $50 bonus. The William Hill Mobile Sports app allows you to bet on the go from any iPhone, iPad, or Android device from anywhere in Nevada. With the largest wagering menu, the mobile sports app features live in-play betting on football, baseball, basketball, hockey, soccer, and tennis. You can fund your mobile account at over 350 locations, including PT's, Sierra Gold, SG Bar, Sean Patrick's Pub, and 7-Elevens throughout Nevada. For more information, visit williamhill.us. William Hill, the home of betting.
Unsafe sleep conditions cause serious injury and even death to infants. Never sleep with your baby on a sofa, in a chair, or in an adult bed. Protect the baby you love from becoming a tragic statistic. The only safe place for your baby to sleep is alone, on its back, in a crib, and in your room. For more information, visit cribsforkids.org. That's cribsforkids.org. This message is sponsored by the Division of Public and Behavioral Health, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey, it's Chris Fox. Do you ever look at your car or your truck and you have a ding, a dent, a scratch on the body or the bumper that's just driving you crazy and it makes you cringe? Well, if you're like me, it will drive you nuts. So do what I did. Call the experts at Dent Pro Las Vegas. Dent Pro will come to you and fix it on the spot. Dent Pro Mobile Paintless Dent Removal will send out a licensed certified tech and prices start at just $99 a dent. And if you have more than one dent, they'll give you a discount. Check out DentProLasVegas.com or call them at 702-368-DENT. That's 368-3368. And get it scheduled today.
Hi, folks. This is Peter Sham of the Neil Simon Festival. I hope you'll join us this summer for another laugh-filled season of bringing Broadway to Cedar City, Utah. This year, we're presenting two of Simon's funniest, Biloxi Blues and Jake's Women, along with a world premiere comedy, William Blake in Hollywood, plus the hilarious Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike. And we top it off with the classic musical farce, A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum. Join us at the Heritage Center Theater, July 3rd through August 11th. All seats only $25. For tickets, call 866-35-SIMON or go to our website at simonfest.org. The Neil Simon Festival. Now that. That's funny.
Now, back to Cofield and Company in the Findlay Toyota Studios.
D-busy show today. We backed up our guests here, and we appreciate Doug Feinberg, who covers the WNBA for the AP. We've been wanting to get to the story all week, get the outsider perspective on our aces and the dust-up with the WNBA. Doug gives us a couple of minutes from New York. What's up, Doug?
Not much, man. How you doing today?
We are good. So set up the story for the folks in Vegas who don't know about it. Really, from beginning to end, Aces wound up having they decided to bail on a game a couple Fridays ago, and the league came down and said, can't do that. That's a forfeit.
Yeah, what a crazy story. I mean, look, we've all been there. We've all been on airport delays and had the flight say delay, and then finally canceled. And it took them 26 hours to get to D.C. from Vegas, which normally takes, what, 4.5 to get from the west to east?
Yeah.
And, I mean, I don't know, you can't blame them. Like, 26 hours of travel, the last thing you want to do is play a basketball game, especially when you're a pro athlete and trying to just be healthy and their own safety and welfare. So I can't blame them for not wanting to play, but I see the other side of it. If it's a game, you made a commitment, there are 5,000 fans there, they paid their money, you're a growing league still. I mean, it's a tough call what to do, and the league decided to say it's a forfeit. You were in the city, you decided not to play.
Do we know if there was any communication before the decision was made?
Communication between the league and the Aces?
Yeah.
The league and the union and the Aces all talked since this Thursday night when this happened. They were flying Thursday afternoon to the East Coast. The union and the Aces called the league that Thursday night and said, hey, we're not sure if we're going to make it. What can we do? Can we charter a plane? Because the WNBA, everyone flies commercial. They don't have the finances to charter like every other right. pro league does. So there was communication. And the players, I talked to Carolyn Swords, who's the player rep for the Aces, the other day, and she said, hey, we know there might be consequences for what we did. So they weren't shocked, I think, by the forfeit that the league kind of handed them the other day. I don't think the league had much choice. Because the schedule is so compact, there'd be no time for the Aces to make up that game over the next week and a half.
So,
Adam, can you get more specific on what you were asking the other day? At any point, did the league tell the Aces, hey, if you don't play this, this is a forfeit? Did they make it clear before the decision?
You know, I wasn't on the phone call between the league and the Aces and the
right.
union.
Right.
I don't think those words were specifically used. My understanding from talking to people in the union and to the Aces and to the league was the league was sympathetic to the problem but understood that it's also a business. So I don't think they said if you don't play it's going to be a forfeit. I think they actually tried to see if they could find a day for that game to be played, but there just really wasn't one. I mean, the Aces have four games in the next 9 days. Washington had four games in the next 9 days. Washington was flying out the next morning. It was a Friday night game. Washington was playing Sunday in Dallas, so they had a flight Saturday morning to Dallas. And the Aces had a game in Connecticut on Sunday, and they were flying up there Saturday afternoon. So it just wasn't a time to make that game up, I don't think. And the forfeit, while I don't think they said to him on the phone that night, if you don't play, you're going to forfeit, or I guess Friday afternoon when they confirmed that they weren't playing, I think it was understood that there probably was a good chance they'd make him forfeit.
What is the sense that you've gotten maybe from around the league or from any other coaches? We know Washington kind of spoke out and was very, very much critical of Vegas's decision to not play. But around the league, is there much sentiment about, you know, them being put in that position and whether they should have played or what teams think of what they did?
You know, I've heard both sides of it. Most coaches say that they would have played in that situation. They should have played the game. Players are obviously more sympathetic because they're the ones who have traveled and such. The sort of back your own in a sense. I've heard a couple players tell me off the record that they would have played that game even though it would have not been great as far as the travel and the rest, but they made a commitment to play. They're professional athletes. Like, you and I show up at our job every day, whether we've had a great night or not, we show up and do the work the next day. But they certainly understand. I mean, look, it's going forward. It's going to be a collective bargaining issue. They've for years been trying to get better travel situations, and travel's gotten worse. I mean, let's be honest. We rely on commercial airlines. We've all been there, and it's going to be something I think is going to be a sticking point in the next CBA, which could potentially be opted out, the current one, after this season. So for 2020, they may actually have a discussion about what they can do to sort of make this an issue and not have teams that are flying west to east. I think the NBA has a rule that if you're going two time zones, you cannot play a game that day. So the situation the Aces had in the NBA, that would never have happened.
Very interesting, because there's a lot of angles on this, and Doug Feinberg is with us here on ESPN Las Vegas. He's the AP writer who covers the WNBA. So, you know, we talked about this being basically a means to an end. To me, this was a protest. This was a protest against the travel that's currently in place in the WNBA. Do you get that feeling from other players? Because actually, when I hear stuff like that, like, hey, this was for a cause, if I'm another player in a league where we feel like we're underpaid, then I'm all in line with the Aces. Of course I'm going to have their backs.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I mean, again, I've seen both sides of the issue here. I think something's getting lost a little bit. A couple of the players were tweeting out on different teams, hey, we chartered in college, why don't we do that in the pros? Well, college is very different because of Title IX, and there's a much bigger budget in universities that it's tough to simplify it as, hey, why don't we charter like every other pro league? It just wouldn't work. So I think it's a protest in the sense of, you know, we want this out there that we had a 26-hour travel and it's not right, we have to play a game. I don't think it's a protest in the sense that we've seen with some of the Black Lives Matter stuff that some of the teams did last year before the Aces existed in Las Vegas, trying to get a message out that way, where they would only talk about it after the game. I think it created a conversation. I think protest might be a little bit strong a word, but it definitely created a conversation for the league and for the players.
Adam, how about your angle about women repping women in sports, that they had something bigger that they were representing in terms of, hey, you have to play?
Yeah, I thought that might have been creating pressure on them to play and say, hey, look, we can endure this. We can get through this. We're tough. We're female athletes. Like, I thought there might be outside pressure from other women in the league or other female athletes.
Well, we can't show weakness. You know, the guys are going to come at us and say, yeah, of course, women have to have different standards when they get rough travel.
Which is completely unfair, but I thought that might have been at play as part of this as well.
You know, I actually haven't heard that at all. I've heard the thing about, you know, we should play because the league needs us to play. The fans were still growing. I haven't heard the female angle of the weakness of it, to be honest. I'm sure it's out there, but that's not been the prevalent one I've heard, more just that it's the right thing to do. I mean, you have a job, and you show up for work if you can. So
let's play devil's advocate on this one. Did the Aces just throw away their chance at the playoffs, getting wrapped up in this statement, which, frankly, I thought started a couple of weeks ago when Asia Wilson and some of the other players had the conversation on Twitter, had a lot of guys come at them that, hey, you don't deserve to get paid more. I wonder if they kind of got wrapped up in that whole cause thing and essentially, you know, sacrificed getting to the playoffs to make this overall statement.
Well, let's back up for 1 second here. If they don't make the playoffs, it's not the end of the world.
I know.
The way the structure is set up, unfortunately, WNBA is if they do make it as the 8 seed, they're playing on the road the first game. If they win that, they play on the road again.
Right.
And then potentially they're in the semifinals.
Doug, but you have to understand, we're a town of winners here in Las Vegas. Everyone has to go to the championship in their first year. I'm kidding. But after the Golden Knights, it's like, hey, everyone needs to make the playoffs.
Correct. But if they don't make the playoffs, then they potentially you have either the best shot or the second best shot to get the number one pick again. It works out pretty well that if they don't make the playoffs, they might get the best player in the draft again. Then you have 3 straight years of the number one pick, which is a pretty good spot to be in. So there is that fact. Not saying anything about that being why they decided to do what they did, but the silver lining of if they don't make the playoffs is there's a nice potential prize and a lottery pick, which in the WNBA, that's how you build teams. There isn't free agency, really, where you can get a LeBron James going from Cleveland to L.A. WNBA, it's mostly done through the draft. I mean, that's how teams get very good, as you've seen with Asia Wilson being one of the top 10 players, I think, in the league right now this year. So
who's the coach of the year? Has Laimbeer even come close to earning that after they only won, what, 8 games last year?
I think he's probably in the second tier of coach of the year possibilities. Dan Hughes, who took over in Seattle, they're the best team in the league right now. They were under 500 last year, and then Nikki Collin, who's Atlanta's coach in her first year, they also didn't make the playoffs last year, and they're in the number 2 seed. So Laimbeer has done a great job getting that franchise back to being competitive, and they're in every game, and there's a really bright future out there for the Aces, but I think he's probably a step below those two as far as who deserves to be coach of the year right now.
You know, on the money issue, one, is there anything on the horizon in the next 10 years that could grow revenues where the players are making a lot more money?
I think it is. I mean, the league always loves saying we're in our 22nd year compared to the NBA and their 22nd year. I don't buy that. I'm sick of actually hearing that argument. But I think it is valid that they are still a young league in that sense, and I think that it is growing. I mean, look, the women's movement that's out there right now is getting, I think, more eyes on women's sports and women's entertainment and just women in general that I think will help the league a little bit that way and get more revenue and such. Numbers up on ESPN. I mean, they have the highest ratings they've had in a while. More eyeballs are watching. I think, I mean, we're talking Vegas here. I think gambling is going to help them because with the legalized gambling there is now across the country, if you gamble, you want to watch what you're betting on. In the summer, there's just baseball and the WNBA to bet on, so to speak. So people are going to watch it just for that reason. So I think there are streams out there to get more revenue. Are they going to be making millions of dollars in the next 10 years? I think that's a bit far-stretched. But I think there's a chance that in the next CBA that you might see the star players like a Diana Taurasi or an Asia Wilson in a few years after her rookie contract's up, or people Breonna Stewart. They might make it so that the top player can make $250,000, let's say, instead of $100,000. To make it a little more incentive for them. But I think, I mean, the big money that everyone's thinking, the NBA money, that's maybe not in our lifetime right now. But I think it's going the right direction, so to speak.
All right, Doug, we appreciate it. Thank you. Good info.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
There you go. Doug Feinberg, AP writer, covers the NBA. Check that, WNBA. Might cover the NBA for all I know, but he covers the WNBA. He's the lead guy for the WNBA. And as I said, good info. We're not completely in the loop on what the hell was going on with this thing. Tried to be, but that important question, you know, was there any suggestion made behind the scenes by the league that this was okay or, you know, strongly worded, hey, you can't not play this game. You have to play it or it's a forfeit.
Yeah, it's the one big thing I want to know out of this is what exactly were they told? Because to me, if you called, because they were talking with the Players Association. If the Players Association called the league and said, hey, this is going on, they might not play, and the league said, if they don't play, they're probably going to forfeit, and they still decided to forfeit, it speaks a lot more about the situation.
I will say the fact that the Mystics coach went off, and I guess it was an emotional moment, and I just mentioned a few minutes ago, if this is a quality of play standard and safety standard, all the players certainly need to stick together. I don't think the Mystics coach helped the cause, clearly.
No, not at all.
So he's fine with, you know, the dog crap travel at times.
Yeah, and like you said.
I'm not going to say what everyone should do in these situations, but I think you should have a decent read on what's going on around the league. And if the travel, for the most part, is substandard, then when this happens, if you don't have anything positive to say, then just shut up.
Yeah, because in the end, let's just take them for their word that the the Aces and the Players Association were worried that players that traveled 26 hours and went right on the court instead of having sleep and, you know, getting rest at all and everything else, that that is an increased chance for injury and that they shouldn't play because of that, then the league needs to be on board with that. And the other coaches, like you said, you don't have to come out and say, hey, I support their decision. Just don't talk. Just leave your mouth closed and just move on to the next game.
Finley Toyota in the Valley Auto Mall has the largest Toyota service facility in Nevada.
Vegas happens at the iconic Las Vegas Country Club, established in 1967. If the trees on our course and the walls of our clubhouse could talk, they'd tell you stories about PGA Tour and LPGA Tour champions, the biggest business deals in Las Vegas history, and how for six decades, this special place has been the social hub of Las Vegas. We're now accepting new individual and corporate members. Visit LasVegasCC.com or call 734-1122 and become part of our story today. The tradition continues.
On the streets of Miami, speed is the law. So when a corn dog goes after the wrong girl...
Oh, heartburn!
One man will bring her Tums Ultra Strength.
I'm on my way.
Don't get wrecked by heartburn. Nothing works faster than Tums.
Your mustard's fast, but my Tums are faster.
And with Tums on the go rolls, it's never been easier to leave heartburn behind.
You did it.
Yeah. You gonna finish that corn dog?
Tums Ultra Strength, available in a store near you.
Odds are, you've got a dent, ding, or scratch on the body or bumper of your car or truck that makes you cringe when you see it. Dent Pro Las Vegas will come to you and fix it on the spot. Visit DentProLasVegas.com or call 702-368-3368.
Hey homeowners, listen up. Interest rates are rising, and experts agree they'll continue to rise. So you need to seriously think about refinancing now before rates go up more. The longer you wait, the more interest you might pay. So if you even thought about pulling cash out of the equity in your home to pay off credit cards, car loans, or purchase an investment property, you need to make the cash call now at 855-875-CASH before mortgage rates rise anymore. Cash Call Mortgage can still refinance your loan at a low fixed interest rate for a flat fee of just $995 and will pay all third-party closing costs. Call 855-875-CASH today to begin the quick and easy process. We close most loans in less than 21 days to get you the cash you need fast. That's 855-875-CASH.
First Mortgages, Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage, One City Boulevard, Orange, California, 92868, NMLS, 128231. Equal housing lender, not licensed in all states, including New York. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing, terms, conditions, and restrictions.
That's 855-875-CASH.
See what can happen at Chapman.
Jeeps are hot, and Chapman is the hottest place to get one. No one sells more Jeeps in Nevada than Chapman. No one. Why? Because we refuse to be undersold by anyone. You want the lowest price anywhere? Chapman guarantees you get it here. That means discounts up to 30% off for savings as high as $20,000 on new Jeeps, Dodges, Chryslers, and Rams. We're also offering 0% interest for 72 months. That's free money for 6 years. And don't worry about past credit bumps. Chapman's For the People credit approval process will find a way to finance you. Don't miss the summer clearance event all this week. Visit LasVegasChapman.com for more information.
OEC on select models, guarantee offer valid on any bona fide signed contract. We reserve rights to purchase vehicle at the same price. Offers may not be combined.
Come and see what can happen at Chapman.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. And it's about to get worse. The IRS just hired an army of new tax enforcers. So, if you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. Optima has access to a special IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop that army of new enforcers from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $500 million of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. Call now for your free consultation.
Call 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
It's hot inside the kitchen and you don't want to stand next to the grill in the heat. There's only one thing to do. Make a call to Napoli's Pizza Anytime Specials. Call in the number 2. The original 30-inch party pizza with 4 toppings and a 2-liter soda for $35.99. Or the number 6. 8 chicken fingers, 20 cooked any way you want delicious wings, a 16-inch pizza, 1 topping, and a 2-liter soda for only $43.99. No cooking in the summer heat. It's Napoli's to the rescue.
Do it to clear space in your garage. Do it for the tax deduction. Do it to save a life. Donate your vehicle to the Salvation Army. They'll pick it up for free, and the proceeds from its sale will help someone in the grip of addiction reclaim his life. To donate your vehicle, call 1-800-SA-TRUCK or visit satruck.org. You will be doing the most good.
It's monsoon season. You know what that means. Hot roads that are going to be wet and slick. There is no more important time of year to make sure that your tires are up for the task. If they're not, it's time for Smart Tires, the only company in Las Vegas that can offer you 4 brand new brand name tires for as little as $29 every 2 weeks. With no credit check. Goodyear, Bridgestone, Michelin. Balancing and mounting all included. So call today, 739-TIRE. Easier yet, take care of everything online at smarttires.com.
It's Cofield and Company's...
You want it? Check it out.
Grab bag.
Smells like fish in here.
Hey, don't touch that. That's nothing to play with, man.
On ESPN 1100, 100.9 FM.
Put your hand in there, dude.
Adam, are you mad at Jason Wirth because he's mad at guys like you?
He is. He said that baseball has been ruined by very nerdy people.
So is that the fans, the metrics people outside the game, or the GMs?
I think he means GMs and coaches and stat nerds that just, you know, break things down. It's...
I mean, he's wrong.
How about he just doesn't... He just
I mean, the best organization in baseball are run by the nerds.
Of course. He can't adapt. That's the problem.
Well, he was done at the end. I mean, he's 39 years old, but he was kind of a low on base percentage, swing for the fences guy. I mean, he had good numbers. How... You know what... The weird thing with him is, didn't he get, I think he had a 7-year, $142 million deal, yeah. Or maybe 6?
Yeah.
Like, bro, you're walking away bitter? And it, like, his last 3 years, he never played. He was hitting like 210.
I covered the first series of Bryce Harper's career in L.A. Jason Wirth was on that team, so I was in the dugout, or excuse me, I was in the locker room most of that weekend. I remember Jason Wirth being pulled from the lineup for I don't know what reason, and there was a lot of belief that it was, you know, he was in L.A. hanging out, having a good time, and that's why he was pulled from the lineup. I don't know, you know, that's old school, I guess, but maybe the game was ruined by you and not by nerds. And maybe once they figured out that you just weren't good, and by the way, maybe when he says nerds ruin the game, maybe he means drug testers too.
What does that mean?
Maybe that's they ruin the game by testing for drugs, and people can't take them anymore.
Yeah, I blew up his deal a little too much, but he did make $140 million for his career.
Yeah,
earning more than 10. Every year. Actually, he was due 10 and a half this year, and I know he playing in the Braves system? I know he got a cup of coffee in the minors, and now he's got deferred payments. Oh, no, it was a deferred payment. This year was a $10.5 million deferred payment.
Wow.
And he's all mad?
Super nerds.
I mean, I think we've gotten a little crazy over the number stuff as well, and the game is changing. Like, for pitchers, I don't know. There's no rhyme or reason with those dudes because, like, the old guys are like, hey, starting pitcher, I make millions. I go 7, give me the money. Now they're like, no, you actually, you're going to go 5, maybe 4. We're going to have a reliever at the beginning, and then we're going to piece it together at the end. You're worth like a quarter of what you used to be worth.
Maybe a reliever in the first 2 innings.
If I were a starting pitcher, I'd be like, nerds! Revenge of the nerds, right?
They have a better case.
They have a better case.
Stick your hand in there, Dave. Stick your hand in
there,
Dave.
Are you fixated on Baker Mayfield, or is he out?
No, I was fixated on... A tale of child support.
Oh, before we get to that, real quick. Okay. Speaking of nerds, okay. Charles Oakley is not a nerd. Because a nerd... Well, is he? He's a cheater.
Yeah.
The Oak Man was trying to cheat, playing, I think he was playing poker. Well, he was, like, you know, on the not regular poker, but.
No, he's playing like a three-card type poker game.
Yeah. So he got a slap on the wrist.
Yeah.
Tried like three times to cheat.
I know.
And ridiculous. They let him go with nothing. All right. Give me the, is this going to make me happy?
A famous couple.
Yes.
Somebody has started to make more money in the relationship.
Ooh.
So the other person has gone back and demanded more child support.
A dude finally like hits the next level, and the ex-wife's like, hey, you know what? I get my extra cut.
Nope, we're winning this time. It's the other way around.
We're winning.
It turns out
a happy mark just got
that the numbers are in for 2017, and Miss Britney Spears made $57 million last year.
Kevin Federline was like 52 mil.
Not quite. He gets $20,000 a month in child support. He is asking now for $60,000. Needs to bump up after that money came out.
There can't be a woman who would fight that.
No.
$56 million?
Yep. $57 million.
Oh, my God.